Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. Waiting on the rest. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life, I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's flesh life, I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Friday, May 17, 2019. Yours truly, Ray Ren 98 here, along with
Okay, good morning, TNT. It is Friday. We're still here. We didn't do a Wednesday evening call. We didn't do a Thursday call. And I don't even know why we're doing a Friday call. But we're going to do it. Okay. So, reason being, Ray, we got anything?
Nothing on the horizon. Out, right?
Why you didn't send anything out?
I didn't have anything to send.
There you go. That's the problem. We didn't have anything to send, guys, because nothing has changed. Nobody's saying anything. It is the quietest it has ever been, leading right up to this morning. We're getting nothing from nobody because nothing has changed. We're at the point where we do or we don't. We will or we won't. So it's basically just letting it go. But let me tell you guys, we don't know what's going on in Iraq at the moment with, you know, the U.S.-Iran thing. It is true, it's not true. But has it stalled anything? I'm not going to say it stalled anything, but I'd say, well, I guess I should say, because nothing's moving. Until we see this. Even though the banks are geared up and they're ready, could happen over the weekend. Things are changing as you watch the news daily. Now it was supposedly all just a misunderstanding. The U.S. misunderstood what Iran was saying. Iran misunderstood what the U.S. was saying. And here we are again about to make an idiot mistake, or not. Now, the banks are again all geared up. None of that has changed. I don't have people on standby at any exchanges that I'm aware of. Nobody's on standby. Now, I can say that because I haven't talked to anybody. We've called and everybody's quiet. All the bank personnel are quiet. I will tell you guys this because it didn't happen. So I'm going to tell you. And I couldn't do that. When the bank said between Saturday and Thursday, once again, that went out to some of the global traders, that same time frame. They were warned again to be ready to do something to that. And when it goes to that level, that's when I kind of really have to pay attention to it. Because that's global trading. And the U.S., like most countries, only have five actual individuals who do global trading for the country. So that's at a very exclusive level. You know, should I have said that or not? I don't know, because it's not going to change. It's still going to be the same five people. But the markets themselves, which is commodities, you know, Forex, global contracts, all have to be notified or given a window of when this is about to happen because of the type of trade that they're involved in at those moments also. So then it's more than just the banks being told something or here's a window when we're looking at it. So we're still sitting. Unless they get something new today, which they haven't made us aware of, the window was last Saturday through Thursday night. And that's what a bunch of people were excited about and waiting for. We'll see what happens today. Now, just to be clear, so I'm going to clear this up before we even go any further. Because I know there's a jackass or two out there telling you different. The process will work. We will see it on CBI. First place you'll see it because they'll make the change. They will not make the change until the U.S. tells them it's okay and it's clear to do so. That's how the process works. Yes, Iraq wants everybody in their country to think they're controlling their currency, that the CBI is making the decision. But anybody knows anything about the agreements that were made and the authority that we still have over there, which you should know, we'll let you know they're not going to do anything until we say, okay, now you can do it. The U.S. is the release point. CBI is where you will see it at. You know, CBI has already said they are stable, the country is stable, corruption, everything else, and they could go anytime they want to, but they haven't because they can't. They've already said what they were waiting for, stability in the country. It is stable. They've identified the corruption. If they wanted to go anytime they wanted to, they would have stopped the auction and went, but they're not going to go until the U.S. Treasury, and even like our guy said, there's four treasuries, all of them come on board, and the other three probably won't until the U.S. says so. I know Britain won't until the U.S. says so. And then it will go, and then the CBI will change it and announce it to the world. That's how it will work. If it worked any other way, the CBI would have bended because they want the value of their currency. They want the economy to change, and they want all these contracts to come in. But the final say-so is not up to them. Okay. So, we'll see what happens. All right, Ray, let's do it.
All right, question on the board. Markster says, we have been asking questions for years. I want to ask, is there any question that can be asked that will change the outcome for the better?
I can't hear you. Nobody can hear you. Is there any question that could be asked that will change what?
The outcome for the better.
So, somebody out there thinks they can ask a question that'll make the RV go faster?
Well, I guess they're asking if there is such a question.
That'll make it go fast. No, I can't think of a question that you can ask that's going to affect the RV any kind of way. Okay.
All right. All right. Maggie says, a couple of weeks ago, we were told that Kurdistan had changed the rate to 363. We've been told that Baghdad is always 2 days to a week behind the Kurds. Are they still operating at two different rates, or was that just more fake news or misdirection?
We got the news from several places. We have not talked to anyone out of Kurdistan since then. And yes, Baghdad usually was 2 days to a week behind. And again, that's why everybody was excited. Banks were excited, thought this was really going to be it this time. I even forgot what day that was. That was one day last week. And that's why they, again, said between now and, last Saturday and Thursday, we should see it. It could pop up 5 o'clock this evening. Could pop up tomorrow. I don't know. But, yes, that was the news out of Kurdistan. No, we have not gotten any update or any change from them. And I would think he would have called us if it was.
Okay.
Okay.
TNDR says, what is the best information you gleaned from the contractors being paid, as you shared recently? Were these payments meant to be timed with some related IQD rate change news? And
that's the same question. It was just worded differently.
Okay. Hot Girl 58. With all the turmoil going on in Iran with the United States and pulling Iraq into the situation, what chances are there that this is going to hold up our investment?
Well, there's good chances that it's going to hold up. I mean, we discussed it on the last call that if there is some kind of military action or anything, they're not going to do the revaluation in the middle of it. if bombs start going off in Iraq or the U.S. and Iran start fighting, according to the news and information they have, the fight would start right in Iraq because they're saying the Iranian military there is where the missiles were moved to, Iraq, so they could attack military bases in Iraq or military soldiers right there in Iraq. That's what this whole thing was to be about. Our intelligence saying they were moving missiles on the boats into Iraq and closer so they could attack U.S. soldiers in Iraq. That's why the warning was put out, why they were telling people to leave the country. Now, supposedly, as of this morning, Iran misunderstood the U.S. intentions. The U.S. misunderstood Iran's intentions is what they're putting out. Fact is, nobody else saw this but us. Britain said they didn't see any threat. Nobody else. Turkey's pulling theirs back now. Spain has just pulled their warships out of ours because they don't see it and they don't want to get involved now. Turkey's not going to get involved now. And the thing is starting to fall apart daily because nobody else sees any threat. And they're thinking that something else is, somebody's trying to egg somebody on, hoping they make a mistake, hoping they do something stupid so we can retaliate. But does all that affect what's going on in the area or affect the RV? Yeah. I mean, how could it not affect it if we're causing tension? CBI said everything was stable in Iraq and they're ready to go. If they're not causing tension in their country and they're not having uprising, and their people aren't in the streets. I mean, some of them did protest and got shot yesterday. But for the most part, aren't in the streets protesting, then somebody else has to create the chaos to make it look like that so this doesn't happen. They want to, because that's what I see. And I have clear vision, so I can see. Now, on the other hand, it may be what they want it to look like, because the Treasury is telling the banks to gear up for this. The Treasury is giving the banks the codes, both for the banks and the individual codes that they're assigning out to people. But what they're not doing is putting anybody on standby yet because we haven't got that call or moved them or sequestered anybody like they have done in the past. But strategy may have changed. We talked about it. Let's just release it first and then bring everybody in instead of giving everybody a heads up by putting everybody on standby. So we'll see. Banks aren't getting any information, aren't moving people. The deadline was yesterday, Thursday, for something supposed to happen. We'll just have to wait and see what's our next window or when the opportunity presents itself. All right, what's next?
Okay, Mustard Seed says Iraq was accepted into the WTO earlier this week. Any truth to this?
I didn't see it. Didn't look for it. Sorry.
Okay. Binky88 says there was discussion in the chat room about Fox News and CNBC saying that there was a global trade reset. My question is, if there is a global trade reset happening, does that mean that the GCR has to happen?
If there is a global trade reset?
Right. That's what they have here, global trade. They want to know if the GCR has to happen since a global trade reset is taking place.
Now, somebody has sent me something about that. I thought they had a global currency reset. And the GCR is going to happen, guys. It was planned for years. So don't think that's not going to happen. And it's going to happen when the RV happens. And I did hear there was something on Fox News, but I haven't seen it. So I can't tell you exactly what they were talking about.
Okay.
What's next?
Let me see. Mountain Mole says, in the past, you informed us that you have been told that you will receive 800 numbers when they come out. I don't remember that. But anyway, last call, it didn't sound that way. Has anything changed?
No, we have been told that we were going to receive the 800 numbers and the instructions, and that we're going to post them. And I told you guys on the last call, there are five so-called gurus, places that are supposed to receive the 800 numbers to get put out to their people. And I tell you, they started in the Pentagon because that's who picked them based on what was going on. The banks know about them, have been known about them. We actually had our bank contact and the person that was supposed to send it out. And I'll tell you guys, it was from Wells Fargo. So we got the information, knew who he was. I mean, I don't know if he's still there, but knew who was assigned to do it and when they were supposed to do it. So we were just waiting for it to be done. It's still like that. As of 2 months ago, they had a bank meeting. I think it was 2 months ago. They had a bank meeting, and they went through and they listed who the people were that are supposed to get the information. And somebody in the meeting was excited, and the contact said, hey, they said you're going to be one of the guys to get the information because they told us who it was. And I said, yeah, they've been saying that for years. When are you going to give it to me? So that's what I said. But we are still one of the five that will get the information, yes. So that brings up another question, guys, which is so asinine. Hopefully everybody knows what that word means. But somebody said last time that one of these gurus told you they're going to get the information and they're going to give it out to everybody else. So just think about it for a minute. And yes, I know who it was because I immediately got text. This is what he said. He says, this is asinine. First of all, I don't know any other gurus personally. I don't know any of them. Never met them, never had dinner with them, never had a drink with them. Then we sit down and talk to them. So what in the world makes you think that a bank is going to give them all the information and say, you give it to Tony, and that Tony would even accept it? I don't know you from Adam. Why in the world would I accept 800 numbers, banking information, everything else from you, posted on my site to send out to all my people? Who does that make sense to? Why would the bank even trust you with that to give to me? And why would they think I would do that? Would any guru do that and receive a call and say, hey, I'm going to give you the information? Idiot, for all I know, you can make up the information tomorrow and say, this is the information. And you think I'm just going to blast it out to everybody? Well, I have a bank contact, a treasury contact, and I'm pretty sure, without a doubt, that's who it's coming from. Why would any other guru, I don't even know who gave him that name, gurus, person doing this, accept information from somebody else as gospel? I mean, you know, so if you guys pay attention, when people say those kind of things on their calls, then you got to know, this is an idiot, and I'm just not going to listen to him anymore because now he done crossed the line. I mean, this don't even make sense, I would think, anyway. All right, go ahead. Sorry. I thought about that last time. That was the stupidest thing I ever heard in the 10 years I've been doing this, but go ahead.
Okay. Best of Three says, can we please have the RV today? Today is my birthday. Play the birthday song. So for Best of Three, happy birthday to you.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake. Bossy, bossy, bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday, birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So
Okay, okay, that takes us to some live callers now. 865 area code, you're first on.
Hi, Ray. Hi, Tony. Appreciate Fifth continued insight. Good morning to you and good afternoon to you, Ray. And I second the motion of best of three that this would be a great day for that, and happy birthday to that individual. That would be a wonderful birthday present. A couple of questions, if I may. Tony, well, you were just really reconfirming that we will be seeing this first on the CBI site, but they are not going to be making any change until they get the okay from the UST. You referenced the other four comparable Treasury entities, mentioning Britain, which would be like second. Can you confirm who the third and fourth are, just for our sakes?
I wish I knew. I don't. But all, I mean, just tell me, with four of them who have still not released it, and that the World Bank would not let the other countries go because it would just be chaos and people would be jumping on planes going to all the other countries if they did let it go. And it's not going to happen until, again, the U.S. does it. If the CBI could do this on their own, and they're the first ones, without the approval of the U.S., or without the U.S. being the decision maker, they wouldn't have tried it 8 or 10 times already. They wouldn't have tried it every January already and it not gone through, except they don't have the power authority to do it. And if they did, they would have just put it on the site and made it happen regardless. But they know they put it on that site, it gets to the U.S., it doesn't go through, they look like idiots because they don't have the final say-so.
Mm-hmm. When you were getting this information explaining about this protocol, I guess the best way to describe it, did they indicate that, for example, if there were four or five of these comparable Treasury entities out there, once they gave their okay, was that like in concrete that it cannot be changed? Or is this another one of those things that they could get all of the remaining four coming in, the U.S. doesn't necessarily do it, or they do it, and then as soon as the U.S. does it, the others back off? That it's once you make that commitment, it's solid? Did they indicate that to you at all?
They did not. We didn't even discuss it. But I would think so, because once the U.S., who has the final say, does it and the banks go live, then they're just live. They can't go back and shut it off. So it's like, I mean, you know, you're the boss. You're the CEO. And when yours goes, then it's a force factor or not. Or you've already done it. Because I'm going to call you up, if it's four of them, and say, okay, I'm doing this now. Watch you. I got the final say-so, and then it's done. The problem is really not a problem, but it is. Is everybody is scared of the U.S. because of the power, the money, and the dependency on the U.S., they're not going to do anything against us.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Okay. So I don't ever see them saying, yeah, I'm going to do it, and the U.S. does it, and then they don't. They're not going to make that kind of mistake.
One wouldn't think so, but you never know. Okay.
Yeah.
One other question. In looking at times at chat room, sometimes there seems to be a little bit of confusion with respect to the calling for the appointment, the whole protocols there, and confirmation on that. When you're calling for the appointment, especially it's more dealing with the contract rate issue, that we're being told you get in as quickly as you can. Is that call more for just holding your place, getting in for your appointment as quickly as possible, or does the call and or the call hold you with the contract rate that you would be getting it? Or is it just more into the time and take it from there?
The call is strictly for an appointment. That's it. The only thing it does is designate where and what time you're going to the bank. You're not guaranteed anything because the bank is not going to guarantee anybody any rate until the moment they sit down at that table, they look on that computer and say, this is the current rate. Some of your appointments are going to be 3-4 days from now. They're not going to guarantee you a rate on the phone for 4 days from now.
But the contract rate, that's what I was saying. When we are going in knowing contract rate 28.50, that, you know, it's a thing of are you assured? The earlier you get in, you're assured that 28.50 rate. This is where some of the conversations have been a little bit of, you know, what can we expect? You know, and I thought if I can ask it in a way to kind of clear up some of the confusion.
Let me try and help you. The contract rate is $28.50. A certain percentage of the people are supposed to get that $28.50.
Right.
Now, it was on a first-come, first-served basis until it runs out. It's the way it was supposed to work when we made our agreement. And now our committee guys said, hey, they don't want that many common billionaires. So they want to cut down the amount that you can get it and who can get it. So they cut down the amount, was it to 20 million.
Mm-hmm.
20 million dinar, 20 million dong, but it was at the contract rate and spread it out among more people. And they wanted to start with the people with the lowest amount of money who actually want to go in and sign the NDA and get it because a lot of people won't. They designed the NDA so you would be scared. He was part of doing it, and he said, we wrote it this way to scare people out of taking it. He said, I wouldn't even sign it myself. So I'm like you, Tony. I don't have no choice. I said, okay. And that's how it's going to work. So if you want the contract rate, the thing is to go in as fast as you can. Get the contract rate. Now, you can take the contract rate on the dinar and try it to the one on the dong and say, hey, that's all I want to do today. And wait and see what else happens. Or get as much as you can, which makes sense. How much of this will you give me the contract rate on? That's what I want. The rest, I'm going to wait on 4X and watch it go up before I give you the rest. If you're not going to make me a deal right here, right now, then I'm going to wait and let 4X do its thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, doke. I hopefully that will kind of answer some of the concerns that I've been spotting as I was glancing through on some of the chats going on there. So appreciate that. And again, 10 days from whenever, we know that that's where the TNT Super Fantastic or Pay It Forward project is going to be. If they would do it today or tomorrow, would still be within May. That would be so nice. We'll see, though.
So nice.
So nice.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks again. Appreciate it. Have a great afternoon.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You too. Yeah.
Okay. Bye-bye. Two,
you
8-1.
You need to quit your mess. Oh, my God.
Us ladies.
Well, hello. How you guys doing?
I'm super fantastic. How are you?
I'm fantabulous. To the Instagram.
I see. You're already cutting up, and I'm not even on yet. Well, good. Well, I do have a couple of questions for you guys. Well, Tony, I know you were just talking to the previous caller about, you know, who would possibly be able to get the contract rate. in the maximum amount. Is there a minimum amount, you know, for those that may only have like a million, 2 million? Will they still be able to get the contract rate? It wouldn't be an issue for those that don't have a whole lot of the dinar?
No. As he explained it to us, they want to give it to the people with the lesser amount so they don't have that much money, and they'll just go through it real quick anyway. They don't want a bunch of billionaires walking around. So they'd rather give it to the guy with a million dinar, I guess, you know, at 28. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 28 million, and he blows it like they think he's going to do anyway. But what they want to do is deal with new billionaires.
Yeah.
Now,
okay.
We don't know, again, guys, how that guy or what criteria they're going to give them, you know, as you're working with your exchange person or you're working with your wealth manager or whoever, what criteria he's going to go by. So it's best to have something showing where he's going to benefit giving that to you. Where you're going to benefit.
Okay.
I'm going to leave so much in the bank. I'm going to invest so much. I'm going to do this. And what interest rate? Not just, okay, give me this money so I can go blow it.
Right. Okay. Okay. Well, I did also hear some of the scuttlebutt about supposedly some information about the global currency reset being discussed on Fox or something like that. But I, you know, I haven't heard it. I just heard it on another video recording that somebody was talking about. But would they be talking about what we're looking for, or is it more or less what the global traders are doing? Do you think they would be putting that information out publicly?
I don't know, because, you know, I thought it was currency. And now I'm hearing that they're saying there's a reset in the trade market, which doesn't necessarily mean the currency market. And that's why I said I didn't see it myself. So this morning when Ray read it, it said trade. It was different from the text I got that said currency. So I can't really tell you if I don't know what they said.
Right. Okay, so if there is a shift in the trade market, do you think that could possibly be from what is happening and what we're looking for that could cause them to shift as well?
There's a shift in the trade market because of what is going on between the U.S. and China and the U.S. and Mexico and the U.S. and Canada. And it's affecting more than just those three countries. It's affecting everybody because it gets passed down. If you guys are paying attention, all last 3 days, all last week, they're bringing people on. China is targeting the Midwest. Okay? They're targeting the people who voted for Trump. So when they retaliate, that's who they're retaliating against in the trade war. Because they voted for Trump and with him, they're going to make sure they suffer. Now, and they're suffering, the farmers who produce the food that we eat, products that we have, and everything else are suffering. The prices are going up, everything else. That means our prices are going up. So it's trickle-down effect to everybody now. Because of something that, well, I'm not going to say the trade doesn't make any sense of what China's doing, but we're trying to do too much all at one time. So what happens? Walmart and, who was the other one? Walmart and one of the other large stores just announced that they're raising all their prices up because of the trade war. Now it's affecting everybody. Walmart's all across everywhere. So I'm looking at, I mean, again, you say it doesn't affect the people because that's what we're being told by our administration. It's not going to affect the citizens at all. This is not affecting the people. Well,
that's not what the farmers are saying, who are doing this, who voted for them. And now it's not what you and I are going to be saying every time we walk into Costco, Walmart, or anywhere else, because they're saying they're raising all their prices up because of the trade war. So who is
right.
it benefiting? That's who's getting less.
Right.
Anyway, see, you got me going off on a tangent. You need to get your own little bus and take it for a ride.
I've been on a tangent. I'm just, well, anyway. But, okay. Well, I don't know. I was thinking, because I think I asked you this question last week sometime about all of this stuff that's in the media about possible war and if it could have been just, you know, something to make us look the other way and they're going to pop this thing out. And it seems like, in a way, to me, of course, there's things going on, but now they're saying it was just a misunderstanding. None of that foolishness makes sense to me. So I'm still thinking, this is just my opinion, that it's still to make us look another way, and they're trying to, they're probably going to slip this thing in at some point because it's just too much happening, too much has happened going in the right direction for us to see it. And I still feel like all of this, like you said, is just confusion for us toward the end, you know, to keep us looking all these different ways and not the way that we really should be looking. That's how I feel about
okay,
it.
Okay, so, So, ask yourself this. There's only 20 million, 30 million U.S. citizens who have Dinar. 30 million
uh-huh.
out of 350 million, maybe 30 million,
uh-huh.
who have some form of Dinar or foreign currency. In other countries,
uh-huh.
there's even less. So, knowing that, less than 10% of the U.S. citizens have enough to even matter, why go and have a diversion or create something to upset the entire world for less than 10% of the people on the planet? The rest of the people walking around looking at the news know nothing about the dinar, absolutely nothing. And most
uh-huh.
of the people who have it don't even believe it. So why create something like this? I mean, that affects the whole world because that's what it's doing. I mean, Spain is affected now. Turkey is affected now. Britain is affected. They're all saying, what are you doing over the dinar? I don't think that's possible. I don't think even they can do it. They're just doing something stupid. And now they're realizing
yeah.
it's stupid. This morning, Trump is saying, I don't want war with Iran. Yesterday, Iran came out and said, we don't want a war. We're just trying to protect ourselves. And now we're saying, we don't want a war. We're just trying to, you're just a dumbass. Oh, excuse me. Anyway. So what was behind all of this? But it can't be just so we can go to the bank, guys. You know what they can do so we can go to the bank? They can do what China did. They can do what Kuwait did. They can do what Germany did. They can take out a full-page ad and say, we are not going to revalue our currency anytime soon. And you know what? The next day, revalue their currency. It could be just as simple as that. We're never going to it, or they can do it in China. Hey, Mighty just got a heart attack and died. The whole country stops. Everybody said, well, they're not going to do it now, and they can revalue their currency next day. Something as simple as that. Not what we're seeing here. Not this large
uh-huh.
and not exposing it to everybody. Anything could be a simple
yeah.
diversion. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
So
well,
I know you got your dinar goggles on, but everything is not about dinar.
Right. I agree with you. But I just feel too also, I mean they've been we know that they've been lying to discourage us for whatever their reasoning was in the very beginning, because we heard that, for the betterment of whatever they were doing to get what they needed. So I just felt like if they were doing that all along and we knew that, then why couldn't they continue to do that, you know, to discourage us until they pop it in. So, yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, guys. Y'all have a good weekend, and hopefully we'll see it soon. I'm hoping.
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you.
Have a good weekend.
Have a good birthday, you too. Ray.
Have a good birthday. Thank you.
All right,
bye-bye. Bye-bye. 281, back-to-back. You're on.
Hey, Ray and Tony. How you guys doing?
Hey.
All right.
Super fantastic. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. I ain't talked to you in a while. I'm the husband of the wife with a husband.
You another wife with a husband?
No, the husband, KB, the first one.
Oh, okay. All right.
Hey,
what's going on?
Is the Venezuelan rupee good to buy?
Nothing in Venezuela is good to buy.
I know somebody that got it because when you go on exchange of American, look for rupee. Which is the ones we should be buying if we were to buy it?
Indonesia.
That was my question because I know a friend, that's what he got. And I was like, you know, especially after what's been going on in Venezuela lately, I'm like, I don't know about that. I wanted to ask you guys because I've seen a couple different types of rupee. And I was wondering which one is the one we should be buying if we buy it.
Indonesia.
Okay, that's all I want to ask.
Okay.
Yeah, I appreciate
right,
you guys. Yes, ma'am.
All right,
see you guys
good
later.
Day. All right.
You
all
too.
Right. All right. Thank you.
Thanks,
850, you're on. 850, area code.
Hey, good afternoon. How y'all doing today?
All right.
All right. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. So, sit here with my mom. I called you guys a few weeks ago and told you about her little bank story. And she had a question about, she read an article saying that Trump had invested $30 million in dinar in Iraq and stuff like that. So her question was, like, wouldn't this be something that he would want to happen, you know, happen so he can get a return on his investment?
Well, where should we read the article at?
I got a copy of it somewhere. I saw it. I got the link in my email. I had to look for it. But there was an article that came out.
Was it a news article? Was it from the Financial Times? Or was it just something somebody wrote and said?
I'd have to double check. She's looking for it on her phone right now.
Okay, this is my point. Our Congress right now is trying to get Trump's tax returns. And guess what? They can't get them. And it's the U.S. Congress. But you're telling me somebody else has gone out there, went through his bank account, tax, whatever, and know that he bought $30 million worth of dinar? No. Okay, so that always – how do you know how much he bought? How do you even know if he bought any? We don't. But, yeah, they just put that out there. Nobody can show you a document prior to that. Now, if he did, which he would have been smart to do, we've heard that, would he want his money? He know he's going to get it eventually, just like we do. Does he need it? Is he hurting for it? No.
Probably
he
not.
Got money. He's not starving. His bills are paid. You know, and he can walk around with $100 bills in his pocket. No millionaire or billionaire who invested in this is seriously worried about it because they know they're going to get it when they get it and they don't really need it. So, no, that is not a factor in if this goes or not because he wants to get his money. He has money.
Okay. All right. My second question for you is, so I got divorced, right? And when I got divorced, you know, I was unable to find my dinar that was purchased during my marriage. Right? Yeah, it's hilarious, right? So
So
my whole goal, right, after my divorce was done, was to get ahead and stack up, and I was going to get new dinar, and I just had to make sure I had more than what I had when I was married, right? You know, just in case, you know, she cashed it in and she got more than me and she tried to take me to court and X, Y, and Z. Had to make sure I had more money to hire a better lawyer, go through that whole shebang. So My question is about going through the exchange, right? I have yet to receive my divorce decree in the mail yet. And if this happens before I get that in and they ask me if I'm married and I don't have any documentation to prove that I am divorced, how do I, what's the best way to go about that situation?
Well, I think you should be able to get something from the court saying that you are divorced. Even just the history of when you went through it and the judge put in the order, even though you haven't got the decree yourself. You should be able to go to the courthouse and at least get a copy of that. But I don't know that it's going to be a problem. You say you're divorced, you're divorced. I don't know any other bank where you go in there and you say you're divorced, make you prove that you're divorced. You said you were. It's happened. Sign your documents.
Okay. Because I remember they saying, hearing that, you know, if you were divorced or if you said you were married, your spouse had to be there to, I guess, go through the process with you if you were married. And so I just wanted,
if you're married, not if you're divorced.
Okay, cool.
You know, when people say they're married, they don't say, well, bring your marriage license so we can see that you're married. If you say you're married, okay, sign here and sign here. Same thing. If you say you're divorced, okay. It's not the bank's problem. It's you and her problem if you're not divorced. So they're not going to get in the middle of that. Something happens, they're going to say, he signed right here and said he was divorced. So that's it.
Okay. And should you bring any witnesses when you go to do your exchange?
No, I don't know that they can, if they're going to actually let anybody in the room with you.
Okay. Just making sure. All right, cool. Appreciate it. Well, I'll be listening to the rest of everybody's questions. Thanks for your time.
All right, thanks.
Okay, 972, you're on.
Hey, what do you say, Valerie?
Hey, Danny in Dallas.
Texas. Yeah, Dallas, that'll work. Listen, I want you to wish me a happy birthday. Here in Texas is yippee-ki-yay. How about
it, today your birthday?
It is today.
Get out of town.
I am out of town. I'm in Home Depot right now. People look at me like, what is that man doing?
Well, then, in that case.
Yes.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake. If you're bossy in the island way, you'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have no worries, don't you hesitate.
I tell you,
happy
what,
birthday,
that is one.
Sir.
Thank you. That is one.
Happy birthday.
I'm a young 69, but I can be
right.
Elated once this thing gets to going. So let's do it on my birthday. And I think there was somebody before me on the call. As a matter of fact, there may be a couple of dozen of them out there. Let's
could
do
be.
It.
Mm-hmm.
Happy
let's
birthday
it.
To you all.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. My question. This has to do with, I think a CIA lady kind of touched on it with the exchange and all that kind of stuff. I'm understanding that better from the last call and her answers. But I'm wondering this aspect of it, since you already mentioned that it may be a limit of $20 million. On both the dinar and the dong, you haven't indicated before today that we may be able to just transact a portion of what we have. But that does seem to be a legitimate option at this point.
I haven't indicated what? Say it again.
You indicated that we may be able to only exchange a portion and then wait for the FedEx to kick in on the remaining amounts. I hadn't heard that before. It looked like it was going to be they didn't want us to leave with any currency.
Guess what?
What?
They don't want you to leave with any currency.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what I understood from before. Yeah.
That's right. They're told to get that money while it's in their room. Right?
Right.
So now, if they're going to limit me to 20 million, whether it's U.S. or 20 million dinar that I could get 28.50 on, and I got 100 million dinar, and the rate is $3 or $4, and I'm saying, well, I'll take the 20 million in the contract, with the 80 million I'm going to take back home, then what are their options from that point? They're going to say, what do I need to do for you to exchange that 80 million here today?
Okay. I get your drift. That is helpful. Yeah, okay. Sounds good. So it's a negotiation at that point. Let's do some business.
That's right.
Okay. Well, that solved several questions that popped up already. So I will help myself to a birthday bite of this hamburger here in Home Depot, and then I'll listen further. You guys have a great day. Appreciate your efforts. Gotta go. Bye.
All right, sir.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Wait.
You went to Home Depot to buy a hamburger?
Well, it's kind of a hamburger. We got people in little kiosks outside on some of these Home Depot places. And food's not bad, but it sure is handy.
And it's real beef?
I can't guarantee that, but some of us can't afford the real beef until we get the dinar going here.
My man got him a Home Depot hamburger.
There you go. And a Dr. Pepper.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate
you
guys.
It sounds like Texas to me. Okay.
Yes, sir. Yeah, come on by, neighbor.
All right, sir. Take care.
See ya.
All righty. 509 area code. You are on.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good morning.
Okay.
How are you?
Hello, everybody. My question has to do with the Federal Reserve, because I understand that Judy Shelton is a possibility, and there's two positions still open. Does that have to happen before we see this being released, those two positions?
Do they have to fill the positions in the Federal Reserve? No. It has nothing to do with it.
Okay. That was my only question.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
918. Every
60-70 people with banana pudding. And then I got enough cookies for about another 150 or so.
918.
What
kind of cookies you getting for that
400.
One?
They don't know whether it's going to be 250 people show
right,
up or not.
Right, right.
It's
the next one.
To their members of their country. Here it is.
702, you're on.
Yes, good morning, Tony. How you doing?
I'm fantastic. How you doing?
I have two questions. Number one is, what is your personal guess as to how much longer we're going to have to wait for the RV?
Okay. Let me tell you guys first something, because you made me think of that since we got personal. Anything I say or do, and even involving earlier, is not legal advice. I'm not giving you guys any kind of legal advice, period. I got to say that. I'm doing just what you just said and giving you my opinion on telling you how I would handle things. So, now, with your question,
go ahead.
Somebody asked me that yesterday, and I said, you know, Iraq said they're going to have all the reforms done by June. He said by June, not in June, but by June. Then last week they came out and said all the reforms will be done by the end of June. I said, okay, that's a change because I'm paying attention to them. So I still look at that as my window and say, okay, somewhere in here this thing has got to end. So this morning I look and I say, all right, now they're saying the ministers are all going to be completed again next week. And I know when the ministers are complete, this is going to happen because they have no other excuse for the people, no other reason to hold it back unless they seriously think the U.S. is about to start a war in Iraq with Iran. Is the only other reason from that point. So I still look at it in that time frame. I look at the banks and say, as far as they're concerned, where they're positioned, what they've been excited about and warning people is this thing could happen at any moment now. Any moment. And that's how they're operating. So that's what I'm looking at. Until I get some more phone calls and somebody give me a new window, I'm saying we're in the window because it was supposed to be Thursday and nothing has happened. And as I told you guys in the beginning of the call, the level that the information went to again, as far as global traders, market traders, commodity traders, everybody getting notification. And if you send notification to the embassies, the airports, for when foreign dignitaries come in, they give them a pre-notice, too, of the currency going to change. So when everybody in those regions start getting that notice, then I'm saying, okay, it's a possibility. So that has happened in the last week. So, again, it's a possibility. They're trying to do something, but we don't know what. This morning, everything's changing. Trump's up here talking about he don't want war. Iran's talking about they don't want war. Congress is upset, if you guys see this morning, because now they're getting the intel report, and they're saying this is BS. So now everything's falling apart, and, you know, it could happen over the weekend. I don't know.
All right, then other question is do you have any new news on the Dong?
No new news. No okay, new
thanks.
News. No new rates. All right? But we're ready.
I thank you for your time, and you have a great weekend.
All right. You too, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. 765, you are on.
Yeah, guys. How we're doing today?
All right.
Super fantastic. How about you?
Not bad. Hey, I need some clarification on something. Maybe I misunderstood you. Something about the China trade war and Walmart earlier and prices going up. Did you say the prices are going up because the farmers have raised their prices?
No. Walmart made an announcement yesterday that they are raising their prices because of the trade war between Trump and China. They came out publicly and made that. And there was one other large retailer, too, that made that. The farmers
are
complaining.
I was going to say, because I'm a farmer here in Indiana, and we're all about to go broke over this trade war, this stupidity that Trump put into place with China, because they have not bought any grain in the last 18 months, and it's just destroyed the farming economy in the last year and a half, 2 years. So
and for the last two, 3 days, they've been interviewing farmers in the Midwest. And I said, now, I mean, that China has specifically targeted the Midwest. They have targeted people who they feel voted for Trump. And everybody knows that. They have targeted them with their tariffs. But it's hurting them. They're all saying that. They're all being interviewed. It's hurting.
Oh, yeah.
And for the administration to come out and say it's not going to affect the people, well, it's affecting everybody. As soon as it affects the farmers, it affects everybody because we all got to eat. So,
well, and the crazy part about it is the crazy part about that is the United States has the cheapest food of any country in the world. I mean, you can buy food. We have an abundance of food and the cheapest prices of any place in the world because of the abundance right here in the United States. And, you know, my biggest frustration with government, not to get on a political, and I'm trying not to make this political, but with government in general, the two things that everybody has always, United States has always been able to hold over every country's head in the world is, we've always had the cheapest and the best quality food, and we've always had the biggest and best military. And in the last 15 to 20 years, it seems like our government has not given a shit about either one of them. You know, we've been trying to downplay and downsize our military. We've been trying to, you know, put so many rules and sanctions out here on the food to where we've made the farmers struggle. And those have always been our thorn in everybody's side is, you know, if you wanted to screw with the United States, we always had the military and the food, and we could make you pretty much do what we want. And in the last 10 to 15 years, they've kind of thrown those to the wayside, and those have no longer become bargaining chips. But it just, I was just curious. I've been frustrated with the news lately, and I have not paid attention to the news, but I had not heard that, you know, Walmart and everybody else is raising their prices, because that's just, you know, back in the late 90s, I'll give you a little bit of a fun story here, but in the mid to late 90s, my dad was big in politics and called in and was complaining to the U.S. Senate Ag Department about grain prices and everything. And back in the 90s, a box of Wheaties, the American farmer got 16 cents of that $3 that box of Wheaties sold for. And Tiger Woods got 30 cents to have his picture on the front of the box. Now, if that right there don't tell you that there was a problem started in America, I mean, for the raw product to only account for 16 cents of that $3, and the guy's picture on the front got twice what we got, and, you know, back then they defended the shipping companies and the grocery store clerks and everybody to justify those prices, but not once did they justify the American farmer that had the raw product. It was about everybody else except for the American farmer. And the perspective on the American farmer in this country has really went to crap. You know, the blames out there on Monsanto and all that stuff is really taking a turn.
I agree, and I can see it, people watching news. But here, the bottom line is, you're right. But if it affects the farmers, it's going to affect everybody, because we don't eat without the farmers. So,
well,
but
I'm
more
not
important,
only, not
it's
only
not
just
more
to
important.
Eat.
Well, I need to eat first. That's my first thought.
Oh, I know, but I mean, you know, it's not even only the food side of it, of everybody needing to eat. It's the, you know, there is so much involved with agriculture. It's not just the food thing. It's the trucking and the transportation. And I mean, it's the
and the
tractors
and the
United
equipment.
That's right.
Yes, I agree. I agree with you. So when you hit there, it really hurts. So we'll see.
Yep.
I mean, I'm hoping the RV happens tomorrow, give everybody some relief. Not everybody, but enough of us to do some things to be able to afford this. Because if it continues, Walmart's raising theirs, Costco raises theirs. It was Walmart and Macy's. Walmart and Macy's. Both raising prices. Both of them came out, said it was because of the trade factor and what was going on. But if two of the largest companies, you know, in the country are saying it's affecting them, then what is it doing to all the little guys?
Well,
I mean,
it's
affecting
the individual
them, you know,
people. Yeah.
Everybody else. That's right. So, but hopefully we'll get some relief. They'll work it out.
So are you as optimistic as Tony was on Monday about things? Are we looking good for this weekend? Do you really think we're in a window here again?
No, and again, Ray was, we received information while we were doing the call saying, hey, this is what time we're looking for. And again, it didn't happen. The window was still here, I mean, up until Thursday, Last night I was saying this is it. It's going to happen or not. But am I optimistic? Yeah, I still it's going to happen. And we won't know the minute or the hour, maybe until after it's happened, but we'll be close.
Yeah.
But I'm always going to be optimistic because I know Iraq has done everything they can physically do, everything they can do has been done. They've submitted it a couple of times. The U.S. is the one who's stopping them. And like I said, what are they trying to get? They're trying to use Iraq now as a landing point for something. Yesterday, or when Pompeo was over there, he told me he wanted to open two more new bases in Iraq. And, of course, Parliament is going against that. But the U.S. says they want two more bases. So we got to figure out two more bases and not let the Iraqi citizens know that they're going to be bases and installations, but call them something else. But they're going to be bases, what they're doing. So there's still reasons for the U.S. not to let it go, because they want to get all their agreements in place, because once Iraq has the money, all the other countries are coming in doing the work. They really lose their edge. I mean, you know, lawsuits.
Yep.
All we do is get money. Orwell is that. We don't get to dictate anymore what's going on really in the country. So they're just trying to get all they can before they release it. All right?
All right. You guys have a good weekend. We'll talk to you maybe before Monday, hopefully.
All right, sir.
Hopefully. Thank you,
Take
sir.
Take care. 864, we'll squeeze you in.
Hello. Glad to hear everyone is doing well today.
Yes.
Quick
All
question.
Right. How are you?
I am well as well. Quick question.
Yes.
Anybody that has any savings in the bank right now knows that the interest rates are ridiculous, you know, like 0.02% and so on. What would be a decent interest rate that we could maybe ask for, shoot for, look for if we're planning on leaving our money at the Exchange Center Bank or any other bank?
Well, I think for sure $50 million and above is going to be offered up to at least 10%. So if I know they're offering 10%, I'm asking for 10%.
Okay.
Okay? Now,
are the
what
banks,
you settle at, I don't know, but I'm going to ask for it.
Are the banks kind of competing against each other for our business, or have they kind of decided that they're going to work together to offer similar packages?
They're going to offer similar packages, and they're doing that because they are competing. Their rates won't be the same. All their packages won't be the same. All their perks won't be the same. They are competing for your business, absolutely.
Okay, so it's not just the rate we should consider, but also if they're offering free services and other things in with it as well.
Right, because they will with Black Card. I mean, you know, they'll offer Super Bowl tickets. You know, you get 50-yard line. They'll offer, you know, sporting events. They'll offer tennis. They'll offer to buy your houses for you, everything. You know, they already told me, guys, so you don't have to handle none of that. We'll buy all your houses. We'll negotiate for all your cars. We'll do, you know, everything for you from this point on. You just tell us what you need. We're going to go get it. Okay.
Wow.
They're going to go get it, but they're going to charge me for it, too. Don't think it's free. They just want you to think that it's free. But anyway, everybody does that. They're going to offer you, this is your guy, whatever in the world you need. You know, if you need to have a steak dinner at 5 o'clock in this place, we will call and arrange it for you, because they will do that.
For
a
fee.
You need a plane on the ground, it's always for a fee. That's the part they look to live out. But they want to control your money and your life and you know, do things for you. But that's what they offer you. Now, some things are free. Others are going to be for a fee. But they have different packages that they will, in fact, offer you.
Okay. And do you have anything that you can share about the current rates? Like the range of rates that are, like the dong is between this and this, or what we're looking at?
Yep. Ray, I'll give it to you right now, I think.
Oh, they're still the same from the last call.
Okay, so nothing's changed.
Yeah, nothing's changed. Not, at least not to us.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the information. Thanks for all you do to keep us informed.
All right, you're welcome.
All right, thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye-bye.
All right.
All right, sir, living for the weekend. Let's wrap this one up.
All right. All right, guys, everything is good. There's no negative news out there, I can tell you that. Nothing negative has come across our way. So we sit and we wait. Everybody's still ready to go, just waiting for the go. Coach is in place, money's in place, people are in place. So let's make it happen, okay? Enjoy your weekend. I'm going to enjoy mine, and hopefully we'll get together before then. All right, talk to you guys later.
Ready? All right, folks, it's Fantabulous-er Fridays. Let's enjoy the weekend. Anything exciting happens, we will let you know. So in the meantime, in between time, keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire. You to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
I'm gonna make it.
trusting him. Hang on in there. God told me to tell you it's gonna get better.
God's gonna do it.
You can't handle it.
You can't handle it.
You gotta give it to Jesus.
Give it to
him. Oh, won't he work it out?
Yes,
if you believe it,
yeah.
Your private
to
banker.
Stop conference
it's
recording,
done.
Press
it's
1.
Finished.
To return to the, this session is no longer being recorded.
It's done.
It's done. It's finished.
Finished.
The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your weekend. We're out of here.